VOA News. A year after one of the largest gatherings of far-right extremists in a decade led to deadly violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, several dozen white nationalists marched Sunday across from the White House. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Counter-protesters far outnumbered the 30 or so white nationalists who showed up for the Unite the Right rally in D.C., organized by Jason Kessler.
A lot of white people feel aggrieved.
A few blocks away at Freedom Plaza, at least 1,000 counter-protesters gathered, including Reverend Graylin Hagler.
This country is a country of inclusivity and not xenophobia.
These events mark the one-year anniversary of the rally that brought neo-Nazis, white supremacists, KKK members, and others to Charlottesville, where a counter-protester was run over and two troopers killed in a helicopter crash. I'm Julie Walker.
An early morning explosion at a building thought to be used by an arms dealer killed at least 42 people, including 12 children, in Syria's rebel-held Idlib province on Sunday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the explosion happened in the town of Sarmada, near the Turkish border. The group said dozens of people are still missing and the death toll is expected to rise. The building was occupied by people displaced by the war from the central Homs province. The group said an arms depot in the basement of the building had exploded, causing the entire multi-story structure to collapse. Sporadic clashes raged for a third day Sunday for the control of Afghanistan's southeastern city of Ghazni. Some reports say Afghan security forces remained in control of all strategic positions in the town, including the office of the provincial governor, police headquarters, the main prison, and the office of the Afghan spy agency. This is VOA News. President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani said Sunday that he will not let Special Investigator Robert Mueller question Mr. Trump about his firing last year of former FBI Director James Comey. At the time Comey was fired, he was leading the FBI's investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, leading to worries that Trump obstructed justice in trying to thwart the investigation. Former presidential aide Omarosa Manigo Newman says she hasn't heard it in person, but she has tapes of President Trump repeatedly using the N-word as he filmed his The Apprentice reality TV series. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
It confirmed that he is truly a racist.
That's former Trump advisor Omarosa Manigo Newman in an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, saying she has heard tapes of President Trump using the N-word. But White House counselor Kellyanne Conway tells ABC's This Week Manigo Newman has a credibility problem.
I never heard Omarosa complain that she had heard the president say it about anyone either when she was there. She's contradicted her own accounts.
But Manigo Newman tells NBC she was fooling herself.
Being used by Donald Trump for so long, I was like the frog in the hot water. You don't know that you're in that situation until it just keeps bubbling and bubbling.
Manigo Newman's book, Unhinged, hits bookstores Tuesday. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The UN Refugee Agency says it's increasing its efforts to reduce the risk of the spread of the deadly Ebola virus as refugees flee the Democratic Republic of Congo. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the World Health Organization is not recommending any restriction on the movement of people. Therefore, he says, UNHCR is urging countries neighboring DRC to allow refugees in need of protection to enter their territory and to include them into preparedness and response plans and activities. The UNHCR says refugees are at the same risk of contracting and transmitting the Ebola virus disease as local farmers, merchants, business people, and others moving through the area. Therefore, it urges governments and local communities not to adopt measures that single out refugees. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The leaders of the five countries bordering the Caspian Sea have signed an agreement on its legal status. The agreement comes after more than 20 years of negotiations. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.